I recognize that my posting has not been so consistent, but I want to share this with you because I think it's absolutely unbelievable. I've always wondered about the story of Hagar. Hagar disappears. She's sent away. Sarah's done. And then Avraham casts him aside. Vayikach lechem v'chimat mayim. He takes Yishmael and he takes Hagar. He gives him what? Bread and some water. Vayiten el Hagar samal shechma. He gives it to Hagar. Puts it on her shoulder with a yeled and the child, vayishalcheha, and she's sent away. This is Avram Avinu. He's the pillar of chesed. And Avram Avinu is sending, it's not he's sending his servant away, he's sending his almost wife, his child. This is the child that for several years has been his one and only, even to the point where it's kachna binchat yechidcha shahavta. He thought maybe it was Yishmael. And what happens? He sends him away. She goes and she wanders in Be'er Shava. The water disappears from their canteens and she throws a child underneath one of the trees. Why is that? She traps the kid there. It's understandable. They run out of water. He's sick, Rashi says, and sick people drink much more. And then she goes and she sits a distance away, the distance of a casting of an arrow, maybe two arrows shot worth, pretty far. She says, I don't want to see the death of my child. She goes and she sits off on the side and she cries. It's an interesting idea. It's that if she's far away, she can't see the child. And she's busy crying, she can't hear the child. She's basically cast off the child. What is going on here? I thought for many years, perhaps, it's just the prototype of bad parenting. It is the prototype of a parent that says, I don't care about my children. So she casts the child away. But there's a medrash that says something unbelievable. Listen to what Rav Brechia says. I'm a Rabbi Brechia, kimin tacha dvarim klape mala. When it says kim tacha ve keshet, it's not just that she's a distance away, but it's as though she's casting, not an arrow's cast away, but she's casting words klape mala. She's yelling at God and saying, Amra, etmol amartli, harba berzarech. Yesterday, God, you said I was going to have children. Achshav umei batzama, he's now going to die. Perhaps the reason why she cast off this child is, she said, God, you promised me something. God, you owe me this. But you're a liar. You don't really, you don't deliver what it is that you say you're going to do. And so it's an attack on God. She says, I give up. I don't need this kid anymore. I don't need from you. I don't need from your kid. I don't need from anything. She gets rid of it. And there is a certain psychological principle when you get rid of it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. And maybe perhaps you can suggest that part of the reason why she's crying is she's crying because she thought she had it all figured out. How many of us think that we have everything figured out in life? Everything is going just perfect. All my stars are aligned just right. And so I'm good. I'm on autopilot. Everything is wonderful until I hit that bump in the road. Now, if it's a small bump, we recover. But if it's a pretty big one, how often do we find ourselves not all that different from Hagar? We might not say it in those words, but our attitude reflects the idea that Rabbi Brechia says, "Kamatacha dvarim klapei mala." We're attacking God and saying, God, I thought you would do better for me. God, I thought it was going to be okay. But alas, it's not. And so then we throw off everything that God gave us. And said, I give up. Hagar gives up. God, though, has different plans. God hears the child. And says, I refuse to accept that you, the mother, cast the child aside. And therefore, the child is gone. God says, I will nurture and bring that child back. And then, the angel comes to Hagar again, just like before, and says, Hagar, what's your problem? The same way God promised you to have a child through the angel, God comes back and says, through the angel once again, your kid is going to be fine. Perhaps it's not because of Hagar, but despite Hagar, God is willing to give Yishmael life. Interestingly, Yishmael doesn't give up. Yishmael is doing what? God listened to the Kol Hanar. He knew that he had to daven to God. Hagar, maybe not so much. I think the understanding is that if we recognize that when we're in times of crisis, one of the things we need to do is reach out to God and bring him back into the picture, we won't feel that loneliness. We won't feel the helplessness. We'll feel the hope. Have a great day.